see your oyster, I'd be like, bitch, I know when I'm mad. When I'm mad, you'll know, and I fucking know. Because I can't hide it.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Finding Mr. Right, the podcast. I'm Allie, back with my co-host, Erica. Erica, you are back in New York.
I'm back in New York, baby. I'm feeling good. I'm off a great week in LA. How you feeling, Allie?
I am doing pretty well. I finally feel rested this morning. I feel like I've been extremely sleep deprived recently. And then with the time change, I'm also working East Coast hours while in California. I have been extremely grateful that I brought my Sunset Lake gummies with me, my sleep gummies. They're a godsend.
Yeah, I love their drops that have the melatonin in it. It's been helping me get to bed earlier. And especially on these like long travel days I've had recently, coming in real clutch.
Yeah, they're so good. I also actually gifted a friend of mine the pet drops because she had been having some issues with one of her cats and his anxiety. And they work wonders for Rory because Rory is an anxious boy. And she's been loving them. So Sunset Lake, not just good for you, good for your pets.
Hilarious. I mentioned this to the producer.
Because oh, really?
He had to fly with his dog back, and he made a joke of, he was like, do you have any, animal tranquilizers? I was like, no, but I do have pet CBD, baby. Highly recommended.
Just hawking Sunset Lake in our everyday lives.
Seriously. So
listeners, if you want to try Sunset Lake, you can go to sunsetlakecbd.com, use our code FMH2020, and you can get 20% off all their products. Makes a fantastic gift as we go into the holidays.
Great gift, especially if you know someone that likes CBD products, but they're hesitant to splurge and get the even higher dosage. So splurge on them. Use the promo code FMH20 for 20% off. SunsetLakeCBD.com. They're the best.
Truly, truly are. I do have some fairly terrible news for you, though.
Oh, hit me.
I don't know if the voice memo life is for me.
No, really?
And let me tell you that I tried hard to choose the voice memo life.
I mean, I'm happy you tried it. You zigged when everyone zagged and Erica, you spiced it up a little.
I've only gotten one response.
Are you serious? Only one?
Yes, only one. And that guy, let me read you what he said. He said, so I did. So I've been trying both. I've been going in cold with the voice memo. I've also been doing the combo platter that you came up with and starting with my big question for you hook and then going in with the voice memo. I have also, what? I just got another one that doesn't make any sense either.
Oh,
okay.
Shit.
Okay. Okay. So here was my voice memo. I'm actually going to play it because it's my voice. So like who the fuck
Okay. cares? I was going to say, are we going to get real vulnerable? Or are we going to share what we're sending people?
Yeah.
All right.
So this guy, I said, hey, so-and-so, big question for you. He said, can't wait. In his profile, let me go to his profile. He has, my personal hell is one of his prompts. And it says, if I give you an issue with the movie and your response is, well, it's just a movie. Yes, no shit. It's a movie. I didn't think they were flying in real life.
Okay. All right.
That's his prompt.
Movie buff. Got it.
Yeah. So here's what I said.
Okay. So after your prompt about taking issue with movies, I have to know what's the last movie you took issue with?
Oh, I like that.
Thanks. So he had a prompt about taking issue with movies. So in case people didn't hear it, I said like, and I said in the beginning, it was a little quiet because I was still turning up the volume. But like I said, after your prompt about taking issue with movies, I have to know what's the last movie you took issue with? He replied, oh man, I wish I had the answer for this.
Okay, so it doesn't work if you're not getting voice memos back.
Well,
or they're just not excited.
This is the only person who's even responded to my voice memo in any way.
Seriously?
Yes.
That's so shocking to me. I get a lot of people that will just text back their answer and not voice memo me back, which to me is a bit of a bummer because I think it's more fun. But
yeah.
This is weird to only get one answer.
I would take that at this point. But also this guy, I don't even count this as an answer. He didn't answer me. he might as well have said, I don't know. It's your
that
own
is what he
prompt.
Said. He doesn't know. I guess he's just been loving every movie lately.
But then, like, that's all he said. Like, what am I supposed to do? Come up with a different question? No. Sorry, I didn't respond.
Yeah, it's just a lazy answer. Nothing is pinged back to you. Which,
yeah.
Which, what do you do on apps in general when that happens? Are you like, I'll ask one more? Or do you just let it sit?
Honestly, it depends on the mood that I'm in. Like, yeah. I was not in a mood to help this man. Yeah.
I could tell he's not making the cut.
No.
You're like no
I already was like, I liked the rest of his profile. That prompt already, I was like, it's a little bit negative for me. Mm. He was already on the cusp. And so it's not like I was like, oh, but his profile gave me so much to work with. So like, let me try another angle. It was like, that's really all I had. And you shot that down and you like, you're giving me nothing. And therefore, bye.
Yeah, I have a hard rule of if I ask you something, you don't ping it back to me, I'll ask one more thing and that's it. If you don't direct the question back over here, I'll just let you sit in the silence then.
Yeah, I agree in terms of like a response. I think there's a difference between a response that doesn't ask a question back and a response that doesn't further the conversation. Like you don't necessarily need to ask me a question to further the conversation.
Yeah, I mean two of the short things like this of like, I don't know.
Right, right. Yeah, like, give me something.
Or like, you know, you ask the how's your week, give me a highlight. They say three words. I'm like, okay. And especially, this is my beef with Bumble. I feel like dudes are lazier on there in general has been my
because they don't have to do the first message.
Yeah, that it feels very like there are some guys on there being like, okay, yeah, you have to initiate. Oh, let's see how you like it. And I'm like, are you on this app to get back at women or to meet people? Like, you know, also because I'm like, I've never been that woman. Don't punish me.
Right. And you're only ultimately punishing yourself, bro, because like you're creating a self-fulfilling prophecy at that point where like you aren't doing good stuff. And so you're going to continue to get crap back. That's only going to confirm your theory that Bumble sucks.
Exactly. It's the same for men that I'll ask a question and they go, oh, boring question.
I hate that.
I'm like, all right, man, then you make it more exciting. I don't know what you want me to do. I don't care.
Yeah. Like when I say the big question for you and then I say something and they're like, that was your big question. I'm like, yeah, it was. Fuck you. Goodbye.
Yeah. I don't care. I don't care enough. We've never met.
Right.
I have a fun voice memo update though.
Oh.
So we posted that clip on Instagram about it.
Yeah.
I got a DM from someone, voice memo opener.
Hell yeah. Wait, someone slid into your DMs on Instagram?
Yeah. Can I play it? It's really nice.
Finally, someone who's not afraid to use voice messages around here these days on Instagram. What's up, lady?
But I found it fun. I was like, that's
fun.
I
like that. I like that a lot.
Shoot your shot. Right? But I was like, have fun. How fun is that? I'm a fan.
That is really fun.
It's also putting your money where your mouth is.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, I'm not fully abandoning the voice memo train. I'm just a little bit discouraged at how it seems to have abandoned me.
I feel you. You don't have to do it. But I give you points for trying. You mixed it up.
Thank you. I am back on Hinge. I re-downloaded Hinge. Things have been going well there so far. We'll see.
Question on your Hinge. Do you have the voice memo prompt or no?
I do.
See, so that's interesting that it's like, it's not working elsewhere yet as the voice memo prompt. You feel it's doing good.
That's not I've only gotten like one, and I had it before when I had a Hinge before. Ever since the voice memos came out, I've always had it. I've always had one. Interestingly though, my voice memo prompt is not the one that gets the most likes and comments. In fact, like I can like count on one hand the number of people who've commented on it.
Okay. But I feel like the point, I don't know, because you sing your karaoke song, right? That's what it is?
I used to. I changed it because it wasn't getting that much engagement. Right now it's I know the best spot in town for, and then I say California burritos, and I like say something like, if you don't know what a California burrito is, you're really missing out. Like, we gotta change that, something, something. Like, let me know.
Okay. I mean, here's the thing. I feel like the point of the voice memo on the Hinge is people mainly just play it to hear what you sound like.
True.
Because I don't, as much as I like them, I don't know if I've ever answered someone's directly unless it had a specific call to action like that, where I could be like, tell me more about these burritos.
Yeah. Well, that's why I do the call to action. So I have gotten a couple responses. It's only been 2 days since I re-downloaded Hinge. I don't have a whole lot of data on this one, but I have gotten a few responses to it. Far and away, the thing that gets the most engagement is my video. It's not even close.
The videos are fun because they, it's both, you get the sound of personality, but also the visual.
Mine is silent. It's not a video prompt. It's just a video of me.
Wait, what are you doing in it? Are you just like little twirl? What is it?
I did a photo shoot when I hired my matchmaker. I did a photo shoot to have pictures for it. And I also ended up using it for like my business. Like all the pictures that I have on my website are from this photo shoot. And I had him video me from my phone in each photo shoot setup. So not only did I get photos, but I also got short videos. And so it's really short. I'm just sitting on a curb, wearing my favorite red romper and like laughing.
Okay. Yeah, that's cute.
I love it. It's cute, but it's not like involved. But it, by far, I would say 75% of the likes and comments I get are on that video.
Fun. Okay. All right. I like that. Maybe I know I don't have a video on mine. I was debating putting a picture of me with James Corden on it. However, I have found leading with stand-up comedy tends to not get me matches.
I was about to say, oh, that's a great idea, because a lot of people would be excited to ask you about it, but I see what you're saying about the stand-up comedy part.
Right, but however, I've never had this professional photo of like me at an iconic club or me with, you know, an iconic person and set and the whole thing. So I might try it. I think I might try it to see. But it's funny that I feel like that'll deter people on a visual aspect. The same way sometimes like a professional comedy headshot would deter someone of like, oh, they're in entertainment, I don't want that. But every time I match and talk to people and casually I'm like, oh, I have a show Thursday, but I'm free Friday. They're like, oh, what do you do? I'm like, I do comedy. They're like, that's so cool. So I feel like it's like, I might as well double down.
I don't think if you put the picture of Corden, I don't think people will know that you're a stand-up comedian just from you having a picture with him.
Honestly, they won't, because I had one just of me with a microphone and so many men were like, oh, are you a singer?
Yeah, or like any other reason. Maybe you were the audience of the show and took a photo with him. You know what I mean? Like it won't necessarily be
true.
Which is another, I think it's a good call to action for that reason. True. It's like, oh, how did you come to have a photo with this man?
Yeah, I'll try it. Because I'm also just like, clearly I'm not quitting anytime soon. So it's it is a part of my life if you wanna be on the Erica train. So it's cool. Yeah.
Speaking of a matchmaker though, I did find out this week that I have a new match.
Really? Okay. Yeah. That's a bounce back from our last update.
Yes. So she emailed me this past week and said, you know, what is your, she's like, I imagine you're in San Diego for Thanksgiving, but like, what does your schedule look like in the next couple of weeks? Because I have a match for you. So she didn't send me all of his information yet. Mm-hmm. But she said that. And so I wrote back and I told her, you know, I'll be back next Monday. So I'm imagining, I assume I'll hear back from her tomorrow, Monday, about my match.
Okay, that's exciting.
I'm very excited about it. It's especially interesting because she is now mostly engaging with people who are pretty sure they don't want kids after what happened with match number 4.
Well, I think it's kind of a safer bet in a way.
Yes, definitely.
And also for you, I think it'll be telling of like having that conversation with someone who distinctively says, I do not want children. How does that make you feel in the moment?
Yeah, I'm very interested to see how that makes me feel. Of like, oh, is that, do I feel disappointed by that? Do I feel like I haven't actually been confronted with it? I've never dated somebody who definitively didn't.
To be honest, neither have I. And I feel like it will just be telling. So I'm very curious to see how you feel after going out with this person and like sleeping on it for a couple days.
Yeah, me too. So she doesn't like to send me their information or introduce us until we can have a date like in the next week or so. Good. Because they, I totally agree. They really discourage texting too much before the date. Like, they give him my number. This is how the process works. They give him my number, and then he reaches out just to plan the date. And they discourage, like, too much talking.
A textuationship, if you will, when I looked up our terms for today. Which, God, we've all been burned by that for so many different reasons. So I am
situation.
I'm 100% for that. I know we don't really do rules on the show, but if I had to make a rule, that would be one.
It'd be, I agree.
Don't be chatting too much before that first date.
I totally agree with you. And so that's why they don't give me – they don't exchange have us exchange information until the date is, like, coming, going to be coming up.
I'm for it. Yeah, I love it.
Same. So yeah, I'm excited about that. I'm heading to Chicago later this week, and I'm going to see some friends there. So that'll be fun. And hopefully come home to a date.
Are you doing a meetup? Am I allowed to ask?
I haven't decided yet. You are allowed to ask. This will also air after it happens, if I do or don't.
Oh, my God. I was like, promo that.
I will on my Instagram. But, like, I haven't decided yet, because it's really just going to depend on if – so I have three close friends who live there, three close girlfriends. I'm staying with one of them, but she's got a daughter. She's got some family stuff going on Saturday, which is the day that I was planning on seeing both of the other two. However, they are both likely giving birth this week.
Yeah, that sounds busy. That's
very busy. So I'm hopeful that I'll get to, like, still see them and meet their little ones. But we're not going to be, like, hanging out for extended periods of time, you know?
Yeah, I hear you.
So I'm going to kind of play it by ear on Saturday, see how I'm feeling. You know, if I'm with them, great. If not, I'll do a meetup.
Look at this. The voice memo is just making you just be more loose, Allie.
I'm getting out there.
Really, flying around.
So we'll see. I don't know about you, Erica, but I have always been a PMS girly. Like, that week before I get my period, even though I don't actually get a period anymore because of my IUD, the week when I would get it, I have always had just hormones all over the place, cravings, it's cramps, just all sorts of stuff. And it's been so much easier to manage my PMS with Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth.
So one thing I really like about this company is so many health studies they don't reveal has only been done on men. So I love a company that is actually making products not only designed for women, but is also testing them with women. Makes a huge, huge difference. Taking the Hormone Harmony isn't just for, like, menopause. I feel like we hear hormones and people think, like, oh, that's not for me. But it can work for all of us at any age. Whether you do still have those night sweats, right? You don't have to have menopause to be hot at night, all right? That's your girl all the time. Racing thoughts and low moods, maybe poor sleep and feeling tired all the time, or the occasional bloating or gas. Hormone Harmony can help you with all of these things.
Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens, and the beauty of those is they help the body adapt to any stressors, like those chaotic hormonal change that we're talking about, or any of those issues that you mentioned. The biggest benefit is just feeling like myself all the time and not having these, like, ups and downs.
If you're interested in getting something like this into your routine, you should definitely check them out, and we have a limited time deal for you. You can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com and just use the code FMH at checkout.
But before we get into our dating definitions, we have a new segment that is, like, kind of related to the dating definitions and something that we did on a previous Hot Topics as one of our Hot Topics, which is an Am I the Asshole debate from Reddit.
I'm not deep in the Am I the Asshole community, but I will say it's a fun browse. It's a fun browse to see these situations. Some of them really are who's to say, right?
Well, yeah. And, like, so when we had done in the Hot Topics episode, Rourke had the idea to do one of our Hot Topics was an Am I the Asshole debate. And one of the things that we were saying is, for this segment, and this is going to be true every time we do it, you kind of have to assume that the person who's posting is giving you all of the information and that they're being truthful.
Yeah, you do. Otherwise, a lot of them, like, are long.
Yeah. And this one, the one we picked today, is rather short. But, like, if you don't assume that the person is being truthful, like, if you bring in any doubt into that, the debate's over. Like, you can't – you have to assume that they're telling the truth.
100%.
which is probably not the case in many of these posts. Okay, so this week's Am I the Asshole? So this person says, the title is, Am I the Asshole for Moving On to a New Girl When the Other Kept Turning Me Down? Long story short, and he does not state his gender or pronouns in the post, but he does clarify in the comments that he is he/him, so that I will refer to him as such. Long story short, I was trying to get with a coworker who would flirt with me at work but start avoiding, ghosting, etc. when I actually asked to hang out. So I decided, whatever, there's plenty of fish, and got with a different girl instead and stopped talking to the coworker. Now the coworker thinks I'm an asshole and a womanizer / fuckboy / whatever because of that. Is that even fair? Like, what am I supposed to do? Keep chasing after a girl who doesn't really like me? I think I made the adult decision to stop wasting my own time. It would be another thing if I started being mean to her or something for rejecting me, but I'm not. I just don't talk to her anymore because we clearly don't want the same thing. Now that is the end of his original post. I added an asterisk when we did the poll on Instagram because some people, I had read some of the comments. He clarified in the comments that they're coworkers, but they do not interact as a course of their job. Like when he says I stopped talking to her, he means like socially at work.
Yeah, doesn't go out of his way to go.
Yes, doesn't go out
flirt
of his
at
way.
The desk.
Right, because when I first read that, I was like, wait a minute, you're like icing this coworker out now? Like you don't speak to her, you have to work together. But no, that's not what's happening. He just like, he used to go out of his way to go talk to her because he liked her, and now he doesn't do that.
I mean, I'll be honest, if I had that info or didn't, I would still vote the same way on this one, personally.
I would have too, but I do think that knowing that it's not affecting their job is key here, because he said like the quote that he said was stopped talking to, and I do think he would have been an asshole if he had literally started giving the silent treatment to this person at work that he has to work with,
right? Especially like she's sitting there being like, okay, because I didn't go out with you.
Exactly. But that is not what's happening. He like clarified that in the comments. He didn't phrase it very well in the initial post. Okay, so we both very clearly think this person is not an asshole.
Absolutely not. No.
Absolutely not. I was pleasantly surprised by my poll results from my followers.
Oh, you got to tell me, because I think mine are not surprising at all.
I thought there were going to be way more people who thought he was an asshole.
Oh, okay. What'd you get?
95%. 95% said no, he's not an asshole.
Oh shit, mine's actually lower. Mine said 92% not the asshole.
Still so high. I'm so happy.
Yeah, but oh yeah. Okay. All right, let's play devil's advocate first, right? So,
yeah.
The people that said he is an asshole, what were some of the explanations you got?
Most of them were in the vein of like, "Oh, so she's only good for sex or for a romantic connection," and like basically they were saying that their interpretation is that he only values women for sex.
Huh, okay.
That is not what I got. That is not my own opinion. That is not what I got from the posting, but that is what the majority of people who said yes, he's an asshole, that was their take.
Interesting.
Was like, "Oh, you're not going to be friends with women if they don't want to sleep with you." That was their take.
Okay, which I get that, but the other part of me is like, she rejected him. So, like, I've gotten rejected countless times, and I wasn't like, well, let us be friends. And it's not that I sat there and went, this man is only good for sex. It's more I went, oh, okay, I was interested, and they're not interested, so I'm not going to bother them.
Right. And I also think, reading through some of these answers, I think some people missed the asterisks and thought that he was completely icing her out at work and like making it a hostile work environment.
Yeah. The people that replied to he was the asshole, that was their reasoning was, oh, yeah, there's no need to completely ignore this woman. And I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah. They just didn't catch it.
Yeah. Which I thought the same thing too. And then that is why I went to the comments and I saw that he had replied to a few comments and clarified the situation. Yeah, that was pretty much the gist of this. But like my general take, it doesn't, from his post, there was no existing friendship that we're aware of.
Exactly. That's how I took it.
Yeah. And so I'm not, I don't feel required to be friends with somebody ever.
And agreed.
Like you said, it's kind of similar to me without the cheating element. It's kind of similar to me of that guy that you met when you were out, where like you were clearly interested and, mm-hmm. but then he revealed he wasn't single and then got all uppity about how, oh, can men and women not be friends? And you're like, no, I just like don't want to be your friend. I don't have to want to be your friend.
Exactly. Or in this scenario, it's like homeboy was flirting with her.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, he feels this woman is now bashing him because he's not flirting with her anymore. And he's sitting there like, oh, is that the right thing to do? I should still flirt with you even though I'm dating another person? Like, to me, that's the womanizer that she's calling him. Is someone that like needs that constant attention and flirting with people.
Yeah, right. Like if he was continuing or like not taking no for an answer. Like this guy, she said no. This guy respected her answer and then set a healthy boundary for himself.
That was a response I got from so many people who said not the asshole. They literally were like, he's respecting his own boundaries.
Yeah. And
like,
again,
obviously, he has self-respect.
Yeah. Obviously, all of this debate hinges on him being totally forthright in this post, but and like not leaving anything out. But like we have to assume, like I said earlier, if you start wondering if the person is giving you all the information, like you're going to get lost in these debates.
Exactly. And I think the biggest thing that worked against the other person in this scenario is she's calling him a fuckboy, womanizer. What was the third thing? I forget.
I think asshole, I think he said.
Yeah, just whatever. Think she's an asshole. So it's like she just seems bitter that she's not getting attention anymore. And which is why I was like, this is a perfect scenario for our verbs, or sorry, our texting lingo. Jesus Christ.
Dating definitions.
This is the perfect segue for the dating definitions, because I feel like so many dudes get called fuckboys that absolutely don't deserve to be called fuckboys. And this guy, I don't think so at all. This guy was trying to pursue you and you said no. Now he's pursuing someone else.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I don't think he did himself any favors by using the terminology. So I got with someone else. Like, I think that probably like pushed some buttons out there in the world. But no, I agree with you. And so that is a great segue into this conversation. And I think, so first of all, we've already decided that we're going to need more than one episode for this. Like there are so many.
So many. And upon finding definitions, I just kept finding more definitions.
Oh my God. Yeah.
That I was like, I've learned a lot already. So I think the listeners are going to learn a little something today.
And I actually want to start, if it's okay with you, with like an overarching discussion of why there are so many of these.
Go for it.
Like, I think... So you're right. It is a fucking rabbit hole when you start looking into these things. A lot of the submissions that we got from listeners were things I had never heard of. And now I'm looking them up. But the fact that they're mentioning them means that they've heard them enough that they have a question.
Yep.
And multiple people were submitting words that I had never heard of. Like multiple people submitting the same word that I've never heard.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, why do we have all of these different words? And I think this is something that I have talked about before with situationships. I think that it helps us to have definitions or words for things because it like helps us put things in a box. Like it helps us if we can define something and say, oh, that's what it was.
Yeah, it's a thing of like, it just makes it easier. It's like when you feel an emotion and you can't find the right word for the emotion, you have a new situation or something happens to you in dating that hasn't happened before, and one, not only does it put a label on it for you to process, but two, it makes you feel less alone because you're like, well, this is a term everyone says, so this is happening to everyone. It's not just happening to me.
Totally. And so I understand why all of these words and stuff come up, but at the same time, we're going to talk about how so many of them are overused. And I think we're like using them to our detriment in a lot of cases.
I mean, I'll be blunt and say I think a lot of people use a lot of these words to appear the victim.
Mm.
When I'm like, no one's actually a victim here. It just didn't work out with somebody the way you wanted it to. And that yeah. sucks. And you're sad. And you have every right to be sad. But it doesn't mean you're a victim, especially using some of these terms that are like actually very serious, emotional, abusive things that like therapists use to diagnose people.
Completely. Yeah. The amount of times that like diagnostic words get thrown around in like very innocuous dating situations mm-hmm. is a little alarming. A lot alarming.
Right. And like this scenario, the word fuckboy, not one of those terms, but the word fuckboy is one I have a beef with. And I'm a woman that I'm like, I think people use that way too much.
Yeah. So let's start there.
Okay.
Let's start with fuckboy. So you had looked up definitions, both sourced from a few different places on the internet. Obviously, none of these words are actual words, and therefore they don't have like official definitions.
Yeah. It's like Urban Dictionary official or, you know, Refinery 29 officials.
Right. Yeah. Or like Elite Daily or like none of these are Oxford Dictionary definitions. So we'll just put that out there that if like we say a definition of something that you do not agree with, obviously none of these are real words and therefore don't have official definitions.
Right. So can I ask you, how would you personally define a fuckboy?
I would say that a fuckboy is somebody who is lying about their intentions.
100% agree.
Like and this could be, I also don't like even that it's like so gendered in there because I guess Fuckboy Island started saying fuck girl at the end of this past season. But yeah. Women could do this too. I think 100%. It is a person who is pretending to want what you want, pretending to want a relationship. I mean, Fboy Island is the whole premise is this, pretending to want a relationship, pretending to really like you, be in love with you, whatever it is, solely for the purpose of, you know, getting some or getting some sort of benefit, whatever that benefit might be.
Yeah, it's basically saying, to me, I look at it as saying and doing things only to get something out of it. And the whole time they know they're lying.
Yes.
So it's not the vague of like, we've gone on a couple dates and he hasn't, you know, told me he for sure wants to date just me. And I found out he was also dating other people. What a fuckboy. I'm like, no. Not at all. It's someone that like really is kind of making promises to you and telling you they want certain things. And the whole time they're just lying.
Yeah. And probably doing that with more than one person. Or like yeah. have done that multiple times before. Mm-hmm. And I truly think Fboy Island hits the nail on the head in the sense that like the people that are labeled as fuckboys on that show are literally pretending to be nice guys so that they can win money at the end. That's the whole premise of the show.
Exactly.
And so, but that term totally gets thrown around when somebody just isn't looking for what you're looking for.
Oh, 100%. Or I'd even say when someone just ghosts somebody, they'll go, oh, he's a fuckboy.
No.
I don't think that means he's a fuckboy. He could just be an asshole. Like,
absolutely. Yeah.
I feel like we've just combined asshole and fuckboy together.
Right. Where I would say all fuckboys are assholes, but not all assholes are fuckboys.
Yes. That nails it. I love that.
Like, we could start talking about fucking Venn diagrams.
I know a lot of these terms really like mesh into one another, but oh my God. I think they that really nails do. It. Is a lot of times it's become the hot term that you want to call any asshole a fuckboy, but not at all the case. And no. Specifically in the definition I found, it literally said he will lie to you about planning a future together. And then when you start to get too serious, he will, you know, leave. And, you know, clearly he was lying.
Yeah. Like, the lying is key in the fuckboy definition.
Yes, very much.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Want to move on?
Yeah. I would like to move on to a term that I get really upset about when I hear thrown around.
Hit me with it.
Gaslighting.
Also agree. This is one I was referencing to earlier. This is a serious thing, and people throw this around all the time.
Very serious form of emotional abuse. It is a serious form of manipulation that is present in abusive relationships and has very real psychological impact on people. And it is thrown around. I feel like people tend to use it when somebody is just like lied to them.
Yeah. Yeah. Just lying to you is completely different than gaslighting. Gaslighting is manipulating you.
Right. And so going with the definitions that you had looked up, it's an often less obvious form of emotional abuse because it can be really subversive, and where the person who's doing the gaslighting creates a situation where the other person starts to doubt their own feelings or memories. And it actually comes from a film called Gaslight, and it's where the protagonist's husband was turning down the lights in their home so that they started to flicker. And when she starts to ask him about it, he denies that it's happening so that she feels like it's all inside her head and she starts to feel crazy.
And this is a perfect example to use to be like, hey, is this what's really happening? Is this person really manipulating you to this form and extent?
Right.
Can I share something? I know someone that's divorced, what their husband did.
Yes.
They had like a fridge in the basement or in the garage or something. Mm-hmm. And it would be like, if she just bought a salad dressing, opened it, used it once or twice, like 2-3 days later, he would just like move it, get rid of it. And she'd be like, what happened to where's that dressing I just bought? And he'd be like, what dressing are you talking about? Like, you didn't buy. Like shit like that, that like literally is intended to make a person crazy and not believe the truth. Where they're like, I swear I just bought that. I just used it yesterday. We had it on the salad last night. And he's like, we didn't have salad last night. I don't know what you're talking about.
Jesus.
That's gaslighting shit.
Yes.
That's
100%.
That's not just a basic lie.
Right. We've actually done two episodes. Maybe only one. We did an episode on gaslighting a while back, if you want like an even deeper dive. But the oyster had some gaslighting tendencies with me, mm-hmm. where like he would basically like say that I was feeling an emotion I wasn't feeling. Like there was a story of we went – so it's a really long story, but I'm going to try to make it shorter because people have probably heard it already. But maybe not. We've got some new listeners. So I celebrated Valentine's Day. This is right before COVID hit, February 2020, with the oyster. We went out to dinner. I went over to his apartment beforehand to drop off my stuff because we were going to go to dinner at near his place and then go back there afterwards. And I had made him a card. I like made him this card, whatever. We had been dating for like a month. We were official though. I was like, I don't want to get him a gift. Like, I think it's too soon. I'll make him this card.
Cute.
I gave him the card. Nice. He didn't give me anything, which I thought was like a little odd, but I didn't say anything about it. And I wasn't like upset. I was just like, okay. Like maybe he's not a gift guy. You know, we hadn't talked about love languages, like none of that. We go to dinner. We have dinner. We come back, get back to his apartment. He pulls this massive bouquet of flowers out of his closet that he'd been hiding from me.
Okay, sweet.
But then I was like, oh my God, like I, you know, thank you and whatever. And he was like, you were so mad when you thought I didn't get anything for you.
Oh, I was like that.
No, I wasn't. Like, I'm surprised. Like, yeah, no, I didn't think you did. And now I'm surprised and happy, but like, I wasn't mad. And he kept insisting about how mad I had been and that I'd been making like underhanded passive aggressive comments to him all evening about it, referencing the fact that he didn't get me anything.
Mm.
I knew that I hadn't, but he honestly started to make me doubt it. He honestly started to make me look back on the evening and be like, shit, was I mad? Was I making him feel bad?
Especially passive aggressive comments. You're like, I know I didn't reference anything.
I knew I didn't, but like he was so sure and he was so convincing that I actually started to believe that that had happened, and I apologized to him.
Oh, that's the worst. You're like, they somehow flipping on me. Of a situation, you're like, I wasn't even mad. Granted, if he said, I could tell you were a little bummed, you were a little upset when you gave me a gift and I didn't have anything for you. Different. Very different.
Very different.
You were
very
so
different.
Mad. You were so mad the whole dinner. You were being passive aggressive. Ugh.
And I'm like, was I being? Oh my God. Like, do I not realize how I was coming across? And like, yeah. So not to the level of like what your friend's husband was doing to her, but he did stuff like that fairly often that made me question. Like he would say that I had been yelling at him during a fight.
Oh, yeah, no.
And I knew that I hadn't been, but he was like, you were screaming. I'm like, oh my God, do I not realize the volume of my own voice?
No.
Like, yeah, he that's... actually had me questioning with the volume of my own voice.
Yeah, hell no. Hell no on all that.
Yeah. So, that's, I mean, now looking back, it's pretty easy to say that now. But like, that's the reason I think that gaslighting is so insidious, is because it can seem really small and you don't notice it in the moment. And then it's like a snowball effect.
Yeah, especially your examples are like, I like this person and I want to be a good partner. And it's like hinging on that, making you in your head of those behaviors. Cause you're like, well, no, I would never yell at you.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's a weird, like, training and manipulating you.
Yeah. Oof. I mean, in hindsight, also pretty fucked up that he hid the flowers to make me sad so that I would be happier later.
Dude, I have such beef with this of like proposals where guys are an asshole all day on purpose. They're like, it'll be so great or so funny when I propose at the end of the day, and then they feel bad about being a bitch. And it's like, because you were being a jerk to me. Why wouldn't I be in a bad mood if you're being like rude to me and in a mood?
Right. There's no reason. You don't have to make me sadder in order to make me happier. Like, we can just start it neutral and then become happy.
Yeah, they're just like, the surprise will be bigger. No, it won't.
No.
I'm still mad. I'm still mad.
I'm gonna be mad. Yeah, I'm still mad.
Which, to your oyster, I'd be like, bitch, I know when I'm mad. When I'm mad, you'll know, and I fucking know. Because I can't hide it. Maybe that's why I've never been gaslit. I'm like, I can't put on a happy face. I would be mad the whole dinner, and I would fucking say something. And it wouldn't be passive. It'd be very direct.
Too funny. But yeah.
I'd be like, I have edits for that card, bitch. Get it back.
Don't worry. Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah.
So anyway, so that I think term, and I honestly, I don't even, until we started having conversations about gaslighting on the pod, I didn't even use that term to describe those situations, because there are far worse examples of emotional abuse. And I want to make sure that term has like a reverence to it. People throw it around too much, and it seems to be conflated with just lying.
Yeah, or I feel like, I mean, if you date men, I had someone be like this, which I don't think is gaslighting at all, of they would say something and I would, you know, take it one way. And then upon asking them about it, if I was upset, they're rearranging their words. They're like, no, what I meant was this, da, da, da. They're saying it in a different way. And they're still, you know, being indirect and not answering my question. And you could even say maybe a little manipulative. Mm-hmm. However, it's like they're just like trying to get out of whatever trouble they got in. That's not gaslighting. He's not making me doubt how I feel. He's like trying to console me of like, I wasn't trying to make you upset. This is what I really meant.
Yeah. Focusing on his intent and not his impact, which I don't like, but is not gaslighting.
No, it was not. I would never say that was gaslighting, but I feel like that's a similar, someone's like backpedaling on what they said and they're rephrasing it. And even if it is kind of sketchy and doesn't seem right, I'm like, not gaslighting.
Right.
Not gaslighting.
Yeah, I feel like gaslighting, they are trying to manipulate how you feel and make you question your own feelings and memories and senses and everything like that.
Yeah, it's different than someone just backpedaling to be like, no, don't be mad. I wasn't trying to make you upset. Yada, yada, yada. It's not saying like, oh, you're feeling a different feeling.
Yeah.
Like your person is doing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you were big mad. I'm like, I was a little bummed at best, but okay.
Right.
Okay.
The next big one that people mess up is love bombing.
Mm-hmm.
And again, manipulative tactic. But it basically says, this is where the abuser or manipulator, so keyword, they usually end up being abusers, will shower their partner with over-the-top displays of affection, admiration, and attention in attempt to sweep them off their feet in order to manipulate them later on. So this is a very, like, you just start dating. Like, you go on one date, two dates, and you are getting loved bomb with affection, sending you flowers, like, all this stuff real hot and heavy. And basically, once a love bomber has secured the affection of their partner, they might start to withdraw affection and become abusive, which can be really confusing. And it's a dangerous form of emotional abuse. Something to watch out for.
Yeah. So we did a couple episodes on this, and we had a guest on, Megan Wainwright, who is at The Blonde in Pink on TikTok. And she talks a lot about a relationship she had with somebody who was love bombing her, where it was very much this pattern and turned into a really toxic situation. But again, people throw this term around to just mean like, oh, he really likes me and I feel overwhelmed by that.
Ooh, I was even going to say people use this term for someone is being hot and heavy and then all of a sudden gone, not interested, ghost, whatever. And they're like, he love bombed me. And it's like, no, 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 no. Love bombing is using that tactic to get you on board and then they use it to manipulate you and control you.
Yeah.
But it's the second part that matters. Yeah.
Love bomber doesn't leave.
Right. Like that's someone totally different. That's someone that just loves falling in love. They love the honeymoon phase. And it's they love the chase. And the minute you're like, okay, I like you too, they're gone. That's not a love bomber.
Yeah, that's very different. And interestingly, it's interesting when we were doing this definitions thing, it's interesting how the withdrawal of affection then can kind of correlate with the gaslighting definition because the oyster love bombed me in hindsight when I look back on it. Because as I mentioned, we had only been dating about a month. We were already official. We had actually already said, I love you. He told me he loved me in like, I think it was like 10 days. I was in a very vulnerable place at the time. I was not in a good place.
Oh, I'm not judging you.
No, but like I just now that would obviously that's a red flag, right? And like just it was not a good time for me. And in hindsight, that pouring on of affection was then followed by a lot of withdrawals of affection, like the flowers story.
Mm-hmm. And can I ask you this? If there ever was a moment you were upset about something or like doubted your relationship, do they reference those love bombing times? Because I feel like that's what happens. They're like, what do you mean I don't care about you? I bought you flowers on our second date, or I did this, this, this. I told you I loved you 10 days in. Of course I like care about you. Because I feel like that's a love bombing tactic too. It's like, I'm going to shower all this shit right on them. And then anytime there's a problem, I get to reference like things that gave me points in the relationship.
Yeah. Or like he would also make me feel bad for not reciprocating his level of love early on. Ugh. Like when he said, I love you, and I wasn't ready to say it back after 10 days. I ended up saying it the next day because he made me feel so bad about it.
Yeah. That's a total manipulation.
Yeah.
But
I think that people have a hard time discerning between – because obviously in the beginning of a relationship, you don't know what's coming later, right? So like in the early stages when somebody is pouring on affection, you don't know if that person is going to end up using that pouring on of affection to manipulate you down the road.
Right.
And so I think there's it can be tricky to discern between love bombing and just somebody who's super fucking excited and needs to slow their roll. And so something that I've said to people that I have now implemented that I didn't do very well in that relationship, setting boundaries on what makes you uncomfortable and how they react to those boundaries.
Yeah, I'd say that's the advice for literally the three definitions we just did. Fuckboys, gaslighting, and love bombing. The biggest way to see if that's happening is to set some kind of boundary and see how they react and see if they follow it, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Easily. So like, a love bombing person, if they're like overly affectionate and it's making you uncomfortable, you can say something like, hey, I really like what we're doing. I really am enjoying getting to know you. I want to continue this, but like XYZ thing is making me a little uncomfortable.
Yeah. Yeah. And I've had guy friends, I would not say they were love bombing people. They just genuinely were excited.
Yeah.
And they've had girls be like, hey, I'm into this. I want to see you again, but like, just, we need to slow it down. Like, let's just cool it off a little. And they respected that. And they were like, she's right. I wanted to go too fast, too soon.
Yeah. I was overwhelming. I get it. Yeah. But when I tried to do that with the oyster, like for example, the first time he wanted me to stay over at his apartment and I didn't want to, and I tried to leave, and, or that's the wrong way to put it. He didn't physically stop me from leaving, but I said that I was going to leave. And he basically was like, come on, like, isn't this the best first date you've ever been on? This was our first date. Isn't this the best first date you've ever been on? Haven't you ever felt this way before? I've never felt this way before. Like, don't you agree that, like, da-da-da-da-da?
Oh.
And so like making me feel bad for not being where he was.
Yeah, or it's like tricking you into being where he is.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's also putting pressure on you in the moment.
Right.
Oof. Nope. Yeah. Nope, nope, nope.
I really don't like who I was in that relationship. Ugh. Not that I'm blaming myself for any of this, but like, what?
I said, I'm glad I met you after then.
Well, you wouldn't have known about any of this. I didn't tell my friends about any of this.
I mean, yeah, that's also usually a sign. That's you're afraid to tell people.
Bad sign. Yeah. Hello. Yeah, this was like, just to put it in context for you. So my dad died in 2018, and then I like started dating ASV fairly quickly after that. And he and I kind of stretched out throughout the course of 2019, and I never really dealt with my dad's death. Mm-hmm. And I started to process it. Then ASV and I had a really messy breakup. And messy is the wrong word. Devastating for me is the right word. It wasn't messy. It was actually quite clean and tidy, but it was devastating. And then I started dating the Oyster. And I really just like hadn't processed a lot of stuff. And I wasn't feeling coming out of my dad's death and ASV breaking up with me. I wasn't feeling very confident in my worthiness.
Yeah, as a person. And that makes sense. That makes sense. I haven't gone through, you know, obviously something like a parent's death, but I do agree with a lot of times when you are into somebody and it doesn't work out, that period right after is often when you're in this vulnerable, kind of insecure, self-doubting phase, and you're in your head about your own choices, or God, for me, often it'll be like my appearance. Like suddenly I'm having insecurities that I didn't have before.
Yeah.
So yeah, you're kind of ripe for the picking for someone to come in and prey on that and try to manipulate you.
Yeah, 100%. So that's what led into that situation. Mm-hmm. And yeah, anyway.
Do we have time for one more?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. I want to do two kind of fun ones to lighten it
yes.
up.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. We should. Let's have a palate cleanser.
Yeah. Not that I don't appreciate you sharing your trauma with me and the listeners. But let's end on a little light note, okay?
I agree.
I want to do two terms that are kind of the opposite of each other. And
okay, great.
I think that they're new to me. They're new to me. Okay, so we have freckling, I want to start with. All right, so freckling. So the analogy of it is like with freckles, okay? Mm-hmm. And when do you get freckles? You get them in the summer.
When the weather's nice.
When the weather's nice. So freckling is someone who comes into your life when the weather's nice and then vanishes when the chill sets in. Basically,
I'm upset
freckling,
that you didn't include the word vanishes vamoose from the definition. The definition says vanishes vamoose.
Yeah, vanishes, vamoose, vaminos, whatever you want to call it. Yeah, it says basically freckling describes a summer fling. And it's the opposite of the cuffing season, which I've never heard of this because I would just call it a summer fling. But
I think this goes back to like people wanting to have words for things of like, what was this? Let's define this so that I can like put it in a box in my head and understand what happened.
Exactly. So, I mean, I don't know. Do we need to elaborate on this one or can I do this opposite over here?
No, I don't think so. I think it's a fun word. I shall be using it.
I think it's fun. Like almost you can refer to someone as like, oh, that freckle I had. That
freckle
summer.
Of mine.
That little freckle I had.
Have you gotten that freckle checked out? No.
Yeah, right. It turns out that freckle was cancerous. So he's gone. He's gone now. Okay.
Get your freckles checked, everyone.
Right. Yeah. Get them checked. AKA, have them meet your friends. See what they
say. Are your freckles fuck boys? Let's find out.
Yeah. Okay. So then there's this other one called winter coating. A listener submitted this.
I don't necessarily know how this is different from cuffing.
It's basically the same thing, I would say. I would put it as basically the same. It says, it's based on the winter coat theory, which dictates that in the autumn season, they will pick a companion or boyfriend, girlfriend for the upcoming holiday events. And the driving factor is just to have someone to attend holiday functions and snuggle when it gets cold, when we're staying home more often, we're not out and about as much when the weather changes. And then usually it says the major holiday event people end it after is New Year's. So not Valentine's,
so
but New Year's.
The rower and I winter coated. The rower was my winter coat because we met on Halloween and basically broke up right after New Year's.
There you go. That's, I've had that. What was that? Oh.
That was the Eggs Benedict for you, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Essentially. There you go.
Yeah, the winter, the like quote unquote cuffing season is an extra gauntlet for me because of my birthday timing. So it's like the holiday season. So you've got like Thanksgiving, Christmas, whatever, New Year's, Valentine's Day in February, and then my birthday is in March.
Ooh. There you go.
Yeah. So if you start dating me around now, you better not break up with me until April. I'm just saying. Well, this was simultaneously heavy, but also quite fun.
Yes. And for those of you that submitted, we have your submissions. We will get to the rest of them.
Yes, there's just, definitely.
There's too many. They're always coming.
So many. And we had to look up so many that we had never heard before. So thank you guys for all the submissions.
Yeah. And then there's a whole other category you could put like shit people put on their online profile. That's code. That's other thing.
I'm constantly looking up what's it called? When oh my God, why can't I think of the word for when you use initials to mean something else?
Abbreviation?
Yeah, but there's another word for it.
Oh, now I'm sounding like an idiot.
No, but like AKA meaning also known as, what is AKA? There's another word for that.
Allie, I'm not good with words. I've had to look up pansexual like 10 times. Every time I see it, I'm like, which one's this? Which one's pansexual?
AKA, wait, what is it like
No. Now I don't even know.
Words.
Is pansexual
acronyms?
The one?
It's an acronym. God,
is pansexual the one they're attracted to your brains?
No, that's sapiosexual.
See, well, clearly I don't qualify for these people.
I think pansexual is like you're attracted to everyone,
just the person, right?
Yeah. Hold on. Let me see.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pansexuality is sexual, romantic, or emotional attraction towards people, regardless of their sex or gender identity.
All right. Well. There it is.
Anywho, so yes, thank you everyone for your submissions. If you have ideas on like a deep dive you want to see on any of these or guests you think would be good for any of these, we have a suggestions form at findingmrhyde.com/podcast. It's also where you can ask us questions or give us feedback in general. But one of the things you can do there is suggest topics or guests for the future. So check that out.
Yeah, and if you want to submit us questions to answer, we do that on the Patreon. So you can join our Patreon at patreon.com/findingmrhype.
Yes. All right. Talk to you next week.
All right. See you.
Bye.